Okay, I'm back. So at the time, what he said is that it was an inappropriate use of officers' time to take any records of the drugs that I was confessing to possession of with the intention to traffic, and that he didn't want to proceed any further, so he just asked me to leave.
Okay.
What I didn't get is, I would like to have, what I'm looking for here is, if I'm making a confession like this and I've provided my constitutional defense in advance in a writing to the Public Prosecution Service of Canada, I would like to know if it's possible to figure out whether that constitutional defense has any relevance to the lack of action against me by officers. And I'm not, if I'm given a notice to, if I'm given advice to cease and desist pending a decision by appropriate authorities like the Prosecution Service or something like that, I'd be happy to. If it looks
okay,
to me
Samuel,
like,
do you have the 20 grams of cocaine, what you say you have, on you right now?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, so do you want it confiscated?
My understanding is if it gets taken as evidence against me, then if my constitutional defense is successful, then I should get it back. Is that possible?
Well, I would have to look more into that. But to be honest, in terms of trying to prove a trafficking case, we'll need more than just a confession and then a bag of 20 grams of cocaine. Usually we'll do like observations of hand-to-hand transactions and a few other types of investigational tools. But we can come take the drugs off your hand if you would like, if you don't want it anymore. We have no problem.
Well, I'm not interested in that unless there are going to be charges pressed so that I can use my defense in court and see whether the court accepts it, because my intent here is to figure out whether my defense is at all relevant to the lack of action against me, not to surrender the drugs without any further action.
Well, you know what? You could always contact the courts yourself, and then they would actually be able to give you the better answer on this, because usually the courts are the ones that decide on the charges. We just lay the charges. So I'd recommend I would contact the courts and just see what their opinion is first on that, and then you could always let us know what they said, then we can go from there.
Okay. Well, what the courts told me is, the courts told me that they don't take any, they don't give any opinion or take any action or volunteer any further information unless there's a case brought to them, a case that's actually being tried. And
do you have a lawyer you can contact about this? Because right now you can't really self-incriminate yourself.
Right. So what if you my understanding, the Public Prosecution Service of Canada says it's within their mandate that if an officer recommends charges to them, and I mean, I've got, besides being in possession of the 20 grams that I'm telling you about, I also have a website where I have listed an auction that I'm presently conducting that goes until June 20th for a portion of that drug.
Okay. Well, what you can do right now is see if you can look up like a good criminal lawyer, and I would definitely have this conversation with them first just to kind of see what their input is, and then you could always reach out to us afterwards or the courts, and we'll be more than happy to see what they say as well. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I'll get in touch. Okay. Bye-bye.